Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been in the sink.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dab, boogie-dab.
There he goes.
Boogie-dab, boogie-dab.
No clothes.
Well, if they call him the street,
look at that,
that's a thing on 2 feet.
Look at that.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Well, if they call him the street,
look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I see. I was just in here getting my car checked, and he disappeared out of the factory. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smock. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't rude.
Boogity-dee-boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity-dee-boogity.
He just in the mood to ride in the
news.
Well, if they call him the street,
boogity-dee-boogity. He likes to turn the other cheek,
boogity-dee-boogity.
He's always making the news, and just his tennis shoes. Yes, you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seat. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grand second. What turned from the home today?
Who's that with me? Ethel! Is that you, Ethel? What do you think you're doing?